Hi everybody and welcome back to the podcast. Today I'm going to be talking to you about the power of social proof and how it can really help you to engage more customers as a business owner. Now this is something that I use when I work on a product and I'm out there trying to improve their user experience. Maybe they've got poor retention. People just aren't engaging with the product and they just don't know why. And there's some really quick wins by utilizing social proof. Now, for those of you who have never heard of that term before, basically what it's referring to is the idea or the concept of users being influenced by other users to make their decisions. So, as an example, when you go to book a restaurant, most of us will go on to TripAdvisor and we'll check out the reviews. We're utilizing other users' feedback to help us guide ourselves on our choices. So, if you've got an e-commerce site and you don't have reviews integrated, whether that be reviews on your actual product itself. So if you're an e-commerce site and you've got a product, say you're selling a handbag, you can have product specific reviews. This gives credibility to that product. It gives people insight into what people think. And there is science behind this that we are more likely to make a decision based upon what other decisions people have made. So product reviews are great. Another great way to do it is have, if you're just a service-based business, having reviews on your site, but not the spammy ones that you get with fake pictures and looks like you might have made it up yourself. So whenever you go to use reviews, make sure they are credible companies that you're getting the reviews from. For example, LinkedIn reviews are really great because any business owner who is actually going to look for a service might look on your LinkedIn account. So having your LinkedIn reviews then showing on your business page is going to give credibility because a lot of other business owners are going to look at your page. Similarly, integrating with things like Google reviews, Fifo, Trustpilot are also other credible companies which other people already have an association with. And because they already have that association with those companies, it instantly builds that trust. And trust is what you need to help people make purchase decisions. So reviews are a great way of utilizing social proof. And it's very much the same when you go on Facebook. This happens quite a lot where people will go on to a local forum within Facebook, one of those Facebook groups, and they will actually say, hey, can anybody recommend X, Y, or Z? People love other people's feedback, even if they've never met them before. But if five people are talking about them, they're going to want to delve in a little bit deeper and instantly build some trust up. So they might go from being this totally cold prospect to actually going, actually, now I'm buying into this a little bit more, and that is exactly what we want. Other ways to do social proofing. So for example, on e-commerce sites, a really great way to do it on your products, things like saying, this is hot right now, this is trending right now, this particular product, or X amount of people have bought this in the past hour, 20,000 of these have just been sold, X, Y, and Z. Because what you're doing is you're utilizing statistics, you're giving knowledge to that user to let them know what other people are doing. So it's like when we go in, we're looking for like fashion items on an e-commerce website, I'm more likely to go for that color that other people are buying because it's got hot written over it than I am to go and opt for maybe the other color, which hasn't got anything written over it. If you know what I mean, when you go to click a color selection, they do it on, I saw it today actually, on Shein website, they do that. But there's many other websites that do it exactly the same. Now, sometimes it's not worth doing if you don't have a massive traffic base, and obviously it's got to be authentic. You cannot make it up. The moment somebody realizes that you are being inauthentic using social proof, it's like you've entered the Black Sea. You do not want to be doing that. It's not the right thing to do. It's like a black hat marketing technique, and it's really disapproved of. So make sure whatever you do, it's authentic. And you can do social proof in so many different ways. Videos of past customers who are going to be talking about your product. Real reviews, not these fake ones that you can go and download off Fiverr. And yes, I'm going to go and tell you exactly where you can go and get them done, but I know how to spot them. And anybody who is a little bit clued up on these types of things, they are going to nitpick everything. Remember, your customers are super skeptical when they come to you. And if you can always remember that, you can always think, how can I take this user from skepticism to client, customer, friend? You know, how do I get them to be like, oh my God, anything they say, I trust, that is where you need them to be. So we've got to be really authentic with it. And social proofing is where you can get really easy, quick wins on your website to get people to buy into your brand, buy into your product, and increase engagement. So hopefully that was helpful. And I would love to know if there's any other social proofed tips that you have. Please comment below or share it with me on an email. And when I'm not busy working on projects or spending time with my family, I will definitely dedicate the time to come back to you. Thank you.